Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted to be able to come into your presence again today to share with you the truth of the true and living God. And we're delighted that you, my friend, are listening. I believe it's by divine appointment, the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit of God who has directed you to listen in to this broadcast today, because God loves you, my friend, and we love you too. It's our desire to minister to you, to be a blessing to you, to be a help to you. It's our desire to instruct you in the truth of God's Word and to prepare you for eternity. The eternity that every one of us faces, for the Word of God makes it clear that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Every one of us are facing that appointment when our soul and spirit is going to leave this physical body. We call it death, and we will go either into the presence of Almighty God if we've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we've accepted Him as Savior, or we will go into a very real place called Hades, a place of suffering, a place of torment, a place of punishment that the 16th chapter of the book of Luke tells us about. And it was told by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who knows better than anyone else about the reality of that terrible and awful place. And people may say, well, I don't believe in hell, but that doesn't change the fact of its existence. You can be in a cave and say, well, I don't believe the sun's shining, but that doesn't mean the sun's not shining simply because you can't see it. And my friend, the truth is that Hades is a real, literal place, often referred to as hell. But Hades is a place of temporary confinement until the great white throne judgment, when every individual in Hades will be resurrected and will appear before Almighty God at that great white throne judgment, and then will hear their eternal doom and damnation and be cast into the lake of fire, which is the real hell, where they will spend all the endless ages of eternity without the love of God, and without help or deliverance. And beloved, you don't want to go there. God loves you, and He desires for you to spend eternity with Him. And that's why some 2,000 years ago, God sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would put their faith and trust in Him and accept Him as Savior might be delivered from the penalty of sin, which is eternal separation from God in the lake of fire, the second death it's spoken of in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. This terrible and awful experience, spoken of as always dying and yet never going into non-existence. That's what this second death is like. And we read about it here in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, the last book of the New Testament. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Have you at some point in your life acknowledged you were a sinner? Recognize the fact that Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to this earth to die in your stead, in your place, as your substitute, that you, by believing in Him and accepting Him as your Savior, might be delivered from eternal death and eternal damnation in this lake of fire, and that you might be given the gift of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, we're told in Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, there came a day when I saw that I needed salvation. I needed deliverance from the bondage of sin. I needed that gift of eternal life, for I was spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. And my friend, every individual on the face of this earth is born spiritually dead to God. Even though they have physical life in their spirit, they're dead to the eternal God. And that's why Jesus came, that He might offer you spiritual life, eternal life, so that by believing in Him and accepting Him as Savior, you might be cleansed from your sin, you might be liberated from the bondage of sin, you might be given the gift of salvation and eternal life, and you might escape this terrible and awful reality of the second death. We read in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The only way of deliverance from that, beloved, as we just read in verse 15 of Revelation 20, is those whose names are written in the book of life. And, beloved, my name's written there, because many years ago, as a young lad, I realized I was a sinner. I understood that Christ had died for my sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave. And though I didn't understand all about it, I knew I was a sinner, and the precious Holy Spirit of God convicted me of my sin. Down deep inside, that strange feeling that you have, that conviction that you have, that knowing that I'm telling you the truth, is the Holy Spirit of God who is convicting you of your sin and who is seeking for you to open your life and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Him as Savior, and be delivered from this second death. Oh, my friend, I well remember that day, though I was just a young lad, and it was over 60 years ago. I remember so well that day that I was convicted by the Holy Spirit of God, and in that church service I stepped out and walked forward to invite Jesus Christ into my life. And before I reached the pastor who was at the front of the auditorium, the Spirit of God moved into my spirit, because the Lord God knew the longing of my young life to receive Jesus as my Savior. And He, oh beloved, He, the Holy Spirit of God, moved into my spirit. Even as John chapter 3 and verse 6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth, but that which is born of the Spirit of God is the spirit of man, spiritual birth. And I was born again, spiritually speaking, born into the family of God, and the Holy Spirit of God moved into my spirit and gave me that glorious gift of salvation, forgiveness of sin, and eternal life. And, beloved, God is no respecter of persons, the Word of God tells us. God loves you just as much as He loved me. Jesus Christ died for your sins just like He died for my sins. And, beloved, if you will ask Him to come into your life, He will send His Holy Spirit into your spirit to give you this glorious gift of salvation, to deliver you from the bondage of sin, to give to you eternal life. And you, my friend, will have the witness of the Spirit within your spirit, as Romans chapter 8 speaks. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Oh, yes, beloved, how wonderful to have that witness of the Holy Spirit of God within our spirit and giving us that assurance and that knowledge that we are truly born into the family of God, being a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, that our name is thus written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that we have that glorious deliverance from this second death, and will never taste of it, and will never experience it, because we will have already passed from eternal death into eternal life. Oh, beloved, right now, God's Holy Spirit's dealing with your spirit. Right now, that strange conviction that you feel deep within is the Holy Spirit of God, who's closer than the sound of my voice, and who is speaking to you and drawing you and inviting you to open your spirit, open your inner life to Jesus Christ, and invite Him to come in by saying something like this: Lord God, I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died for my sin, that you were buried. I believe you arose again, and I believe you live today. And I invite you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin. I know I've sinned, and I know I've done things that were wrong. Please forgive me for my sin. I accept you as my Savior. I trust you right now to apply your precious blood to my spirit, to wash away my sin, to make me pure and clean and holy, so that the Holy Spirit of God can enter into my spirit, can give to me that assurance of my salvation. You don't have to say all of those words, beloved, but just to cry out and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, to tell Him that you do believe He died for your sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and He will come in. As you ask Him to come in, He will send the Holy Spirit into your spirit, who will do that work of salvation, who will lift your burden of sin and guilt, who will give you His joy and His peace, who will make a new person out of you and will transform your life. Oh, beloved, right now, won't you invite Him to come in and to forgive you for your sin? Won't you turn from the old paths, the old religion, the old way you're walking, to believe in and accept Jesus Christ as Savior, and He will come into your life. He will give you that gift of salvation. He'll make a new person out of you. And then, beloved, we'd love to hear from you so we can help you grow. Till next time, goodbye.